March 16, 1938. How the divine fiat reaches the point of counting the breaths and the minutes to make the creatures return to live in it. How the creature knocks on all created things. How God wants to be in continuous act of giving and of receiving. The pains of Jesus kiss the pains of the creature. It seems to me that the divine volition awaits me, wants me, and yearns for me to enter into it in each instant so as to re-enter into all my acts. And if, may this never be, heavens forbid, I escape for a few instants, it feels isolated and misses inconsolably the company of the creature. And in its sorrow it says, "How can this be? Are you leaving me? For you I left myself in the spheres, in the sun, in the air, to keep you company and receive yours. But do you know why? To love you, and to be loved, and to be able to say, what I do in the heavens, in our divine being, in the spheres, I want to do in my beloved creature. But if you don't remain in my will, you withdraw from me, and I from you, and I remain isolated. But in my sorrow, I never stop calling you. Divine will, how much you love me. How lovable and admirable you are. And I felt the sorrow of its loneliness. But my sweet Jesus, repeating his little visit, told me, my good daughter of my volition, waiting is one of our greatest pains. The creature keeps us as though watching. We reach the point of counting the breaths, the heartbeats, the minutes that we don't feel her with us, in order to make her feel our love within hers, and to love each other with one single love. Then do we feel as though harmonized with the creature, and we carry her as our victory into our divine bosom. Therefore, without her, minutes seem like centuries to us, and we long for her return. More so since, as she enters our volition, asking us for our will to come to reign upon earth, we make feast because she wants what we want, which is the greatest and most beautiful of all things, the creature wanting what her creator wants. This forms our rest, and our love smiles and calms down. Now, as she asks for our will to come to reign, she knocks on all created things, on the sun, on the wind, on the heavens, on the stars, on everything. As I, who dominate as ruler in them, hear the knocking, I open all the doors and put myself on the way to come and reign. But the creature does not stop. She goes higher and knocks at our divinity, at all the angels and the saints, making all ask me for my fiat to come. How sweet is her knocking, penetrating with such authority that everybody opens and all stand at attention. She gives everyone work to do and all ask for what she herself wants. Therefore, the living in our will moves heaven and earth, putting all our works in action for a cause so holy. After this, he added, my daughter, would you like to know why we want the creature to live in our divine volition? Because we want to give her always new gifts, new love, new charisms. We want to tell her always new things of our divine being. But having to receive and listen to us If she does not live in our will, she will have no space where to put our gifts. And we do not issue our gifts if we don't have a place in which to deposit them. And we remain with the sorrow that we want to give, but we can't. We are as though suffocated by love, and we cannot find relief because there's no one who takes it. And we are forced to see the creature poor, weak, ignorant. What sorrow! In our will, instead, we place our goods in common and keep saying to her always, take whatever you want and, in recognition, give us the little tribute of your love and of your will. Therefore, my daughter, let us make a pact. Let us agree on this. I must always give to you, and you must always give me your little love. In this way, we will be always in communication, and we'll always have things to do together. We will love with one single love and be happy of one same happiness. Then, as I was in suffering, with such restlessness that I couldn't find a position, my sweet Jesus came back and continued, my daughter, my pains kiss yours. Embrace them. Breathe upon them with their love. They identify your sufferings with mine, giving them life in my own pains. So, your pains receive the same infinite value and the good that mine produce. In my will, all things change, the pains also. From human, they become divine. I feel that it is not the creature who suffers them, but I myself form them. I create those pains in order to suffer them inside my beloved creature. It is my life being repeated in her, with the cortege of my pains. This is why I call them my pains. And if you knew what I do with these pains, I place them between heaven and earth as perennial glory and love to my celestial Father, as defense and refuge of the creatures, as remorse for those who offend me, as a cry of love to those who do not love me, as light for those who do not know me. In sum, I make them do all the offices of good needed for the creatures. Therefore, let me do it. These are works that your Jesus wants to do, and I can only do them in one who lives in my will.